Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 89:7. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 89:7. The highest angelic powers stand in awe of God. He is far more awesome than all who surround His throne. I didn't realize how much I use the word awesome until my 3-year-old granddaughter echoed me one day. "Let's color, Grandma. Isn't that an awesome idea? Look at that pretty flower. Isn't it awesome? Thanks for the sandwich, Grandma. Peanut butter and jelly is awesome." It seems I may overuse the word awesome. Perhaps you've heard it said more times than you care to count, too. What exactly does it mean? Well, one online dictionary defines it as extremely impressive or daunting, inspiring great admiration, apprehension, or fear. I think that definition seems a little much when used to describe a coloring activity or a flower or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, don't you? But that definition fits well when we're describing God. The writer of today's verse said that God is awesome. He is, in fact, more awesome than all who surround His throne. Most theologians agree that the words, "those standing around His throne," refer to angels. Now, angels are pretty awesome too, right? They're not like the little chubby cheek cherubs we see on Valentine cards. We know that when they appeared to specific biblical characters, the first words they spoke were usually, "Do not be afraid." We also know that in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, John encountered an angel in a vision. He responded by falling down to worship the celestial being. Daniel saw a vision that involved angels too, but he wrote about millions standing to serve God and millions more attending to Him as He sat on the throne. Angels must be really something far beyond what we can imagine. Angels are beings created by God to live for eternity, to be His messengers and minister to the saints. Without a doubt, they're spectacular, but they don't begin to compare with the awesome, all-powerful, self-existent God who created them. The writer of today's verse acknowledged God's superiority to angelic beings in Psalm 89:5-6. He wrote, "All heaven will praise Your great wonders, Lord. Myriads of angels will praise You for Your faithfulness. For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord?" His question seems redundant, for the answer is obvious. Even the mightiest angel cannot begin to compare with the awesomeness of God. The highest angelic powers stand in awe of Him and worship at His throne. That's why, when John fell before the angel and began to worship him, the angel told him to stop it and to worship only God. So what makes God so incredibly awesome anyway? Well, the writer of today's verse mentions the wonders He performs. Think on His enormity in speaking the universe into place. Consider His ingenuity in developing the seasons, each for its own purpose. Reflect on His creativity in designing thousands of flower, animal, bird, and bug species. Recall His attention to the tiniest details, like our DNA, for instance. But there's so much more. God is awesome in character, too. The writer mentioned one particular attribute twice. In verse 5, he said that myriads of angels praise God for His faithfulness. He mentioned it again in verse 8 when he said, "O Lord God of heaven's armies, where is there anyone as mighty as You, O Lord? You are entirely faithful. One version says, faithfulness is your very character. God is awesome because he is always and forever steadfast. He never changes. He never lies. He never fails to rule with justice and wisdom and strength. We can always count on him to do what is right and to keep his promises. No created being comes close to being faithful as he is faithful. Thomas Chisholm lived in the late 1800s. He became a pastor in his 30s, but illness forced him to become bedridden soon afterwards. He captured the truth of God's faithfulness in a poem that was later set to music. The title of the song became, Great is Thy Faithfulness. The lyrics lead us to worship God for his nature. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God is awesome because of the wonders he performs and because of his character. The angels recognize this and stand in awe of him. How can we do any less? He deserves reverence and honor and praise. He is awesome. He is extremely impressive or daunting. He inspires great admiration, apprehension, and even a reverential fear. That definition seems to fit him very well. Let's pray. God, your character and the wonders you perform make you awesome. Forgive us for taking you lightly sometimes. Forgive us for not giving you the reverence you deserve. Give us a greater glimpse and understanding of your holiness, your power, your wisdom, and your faithfulness. May we stand in awe of you and worship you, as do the angels who surround your throne. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.